Okay, we're now in city centre Birmingham, where we've been joined by a lot more people, or we've joined a lot more people, or something. So there was probably 20 of us that started, and there's probably more like, what, 50 or 60 of us now, maybe? Just been walking with my good friend Mike for most of the way so far, well, for all of the way so far, and he's been getting a perspective on what it's like to walk with a person with a vision impairment, with all the posts and pillars and stuff that make up the average city centre busy roadside. And we're in a place called, well, outside Snow Hill Station, which is one of the main stations in Birmingham. There are three, New Street being the main one, obviously. Anyway, that's anorak stuff, but in case you want to know. And surrounded, obviously, by tall buildings and, say, lots of people. Probably about a third of the way, so we've done about 5 miles now. So, must admit, it doesn't feel too bad, although there's a bit of me that kind of, as was just saying to my friend Mike here, that you just want to feel like you carry on walking, really, and get stretching again. But we're doing good, and don't forget, and I hope that you don't think I'm over doing the whole thing in terms of asking you to give, but if you could consider going to www.justgiving.com/hopowalk, justgiving.com/hopowalk. So that would be awesome. Enjoy the audio catch up, and I'll try and record some stereo stuff in a bit, but it's a bit more difficult when you're walking to do that. It's raining at the moment, so I shall take a picture that reflects that. If you can see that, we have someone in the background here playing guitar for us, or mandolin, or ukulele, and he's stopped now. As we're all having a little rest before we carry on for the next part of the walk. So I'll speak to you soon. And here comes Walk Hope for Justice Walk Part 3 in a bit.